Welcome to WDCE. We are broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming at WDCE.org. This is guitarist Mark Whitfield, and you are listening to the Cool Jazz Set. Now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Well, thanks, Mark. Mark Whitfield. And I love his playing. In fact, he opens my show for me every week when we start the Cool Jazz Set. That's Mark Whitfield playing from his album, a nice tune called Blues from Way Back. And I appreciate him doing that nice intro for me. Tonight's show, Swinging Some Blues. We're going to play some blues, but kind of in a groove tonight. I hope you'll enjoy that. And we'll get started with a recording that maybe you haven't heard. This is Mark Whitfield from his recording that he did not too long ago called 7th Avenue Stroll. And this is the Bowery Blues. And Chris McBride is on bass, by the way. Mr. Mark Whitfield. Thank you.
We'll be right back. I went down to the kitchen, but you know, the blues was in my bread.
Was the Matt Wilson organization. Matt Wilson, a great drummer and band leader, from his album Weebop, a family jazz party, jazz at the Lincoln Center. And Matt Wilson will be here with his quartet at the Modlin Center on March the 25th. That's a Tuesday. And he will put on a beautiful show. He's coming down from New York with a great band. So you may want to check out getting tickets tomorrow at the Modlin Center box office, which is 804-289-8980. 289-8980. Matt Wilson is coming, and we'll be playing some more of his recordings in the weeks leading up to that. That'll be something else. I want to be there, and I hope that you will too. Let's see. We just heard Matt Wilson with his group, and the title of that tune was Good Morning Blues. Before that, we heard from baritone saxophonist Claire Daly and her quintet, and we heard Complicated Love. And Claire Daly is quite a fine player. Her pianist is Steve Hudson. The bassist on that is Mary Ann McSweeney, and Peter Green on drums. The title of the album is The Mary Joyce Project, Nothing to Lose. And I think you might enjoy that. It's on Daily Bread Records. Claire Daly, something else. Up next, one of my very favorite trumpet flugelhorn players, Mr. Guido Basso. Yesterday, when I was young. And he also plays terrific harmonica. This is Guido Basso. Thank you. Thank you.
Fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky. Suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way I thought you'd be. I'm so lucky to be. I am simply thunderstruck at this change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you. Never dreamed. You chose me from all the crowd. There's no other girl I'd rather. Could laugh out loud because I'm so proud and so lucky to be. Where has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want to. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time. This day was just a token. Too many words are still unspoken. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time. Just when the fun time for a party, but let's be glad for what we've had and what's to come. There's so much more. Time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time. Oh, well, we'll catch up. Some other
And what a super trio that is. Bill Charlap on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Kenny Washington on drums, playing some beautiful brushwork. And Van, if you're listening, I bet you enjoyed that. That's from a nice album that Mr. Charlap did called It's Wonderful. And of course, that was a tune you probably have heard before, My Shining Hour. Before that, we heard, this was a request, by the way, too, Miss Irene Krall from her album Where Is Love, and she's accompanied. Her vocals were accompanied by Mr. Alan Broadbent, and we heard Lucky to Be Me. And I'm lucky to be me because today is my 51st wedding anniversary, and I'm married to a wonderful, beautiful woman. And she let me come and do the show tonight, but I'm going to take her out to dinner in a couple of nights. Okay, and before that, we heard from Guido Basso on harmonica, which is kind of neat because he's a marvelous trumpet player, flugelhornist, but does quite a nice job on harmonica. You don't hear a harmonica quite like that often. Okay. Up next, this is from my friend Herb, who absolutely loves Gene Harris and Ray Brown. And this is Gene Harris on piano. Jeff Hamilton's a drummer. And Ray Brown live at the Fujitsu Concord Festival in Japan, 1988. And I'll let Ray do the introduction on this.
We have a super piano player here, Mr. Gene Harris. Gene Harris doing for you his version of Summertime.
Thank you. Gene Harris.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I shall tell them I remember you. To a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill.
Hi there, I'm Dave Koz. One of the great things about music is how it brings people together. Kids like to hang out, listen to music, and talk about what's hot and what's not on the music scene. And playing instruments and singing provides a way for young people to get together and interact in a cooperative and respectful way. Kids who play in school ensembles understand that every part has to work together for the result to be the magical art called music. Your local school music program provides a golden opportunity for a child to experience the rewards of learning music. Why not pay a visit to the music teacher to find out what's going on? You won't be sorry. Get your kids involved with school music.
And thanks, Dave. That's a nice, timely message. Music education taking place right here at the University of Richmond, which has a great music department and a great music program. And if you have a child thinking about going to college, looking for as a music major, call the university and get an appointment with folks to show you around and talk to the folks in the music department. A marvelous organization here. And a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous campus, by the way, too. Okay, we just heard a nice recording. I love Diana Krall, and she has so many nice albums. This is from her The Look of Love album, and I think you might have enjoyed that. Klaus Ogerman was the conductor of that string orchestra behind her, by the way, and we heard a nice tune, I Remember You. Before that, we heard the great Ray Brown, a live recording in Japan, featuring his pianist at that time, who was the late, great Gene Harris. And we heard Summertime, and I hope you enjoyed that. Well, if you've just tuned in, this is the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's always a delight and an honor to be with you playing this great American art, this modern jazz, with taste. And if you have any questions or requests, feel free to either call me here at the station at 289-8790 or send me an email, because the show is recorded and my website is cooljazzset.com. Just go there and click on radio shows to listen to the shows. Tonight's 2 1-hour segments and earlier shows. I keep them up for almost a year. Or click on contact and send me an email and tell me what you'd like to hear and all your thoughts. I'd love to talk with you about music and jazz in general. Okay, I'm going to play something to finish out this first hour from my good friend John and his beautiful wife Shirley. They love the John Basil Quartet, and this is Dave Brubeck's composition, In Your Own Sweet Way, Mr. John Basil. Thank you. And that was the John Basil Quartet from his album, The Desmond Project. John, the guitarist, Alan McKeesda on alto saxophone, David Fink, the bassist, and Peyton Crosley on drums. Dave Brubeck's In Your Own Sweet Way.